sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Who will the Bears choose as their next head coach? The Score is your source for the most comprehensive analysis of potential candidates. Plus, when news breaks, we'll have all the details. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home this Friday night against Lake Erie and Saturday night against division rival Rockford. John Fox will interview with the Bears and Brad Biggs. I'm not really surprised.
A lot of signs right now point to Fox being the guy. They're going to date. They're going to get together and talk. Whether they get married or not remains to be seen. You know, Fox clearly had interest in kind of departing from Denver, and people are looking at Denver as a little bit of a rebuild right now.
Britt Biggs on with Mully and Hanley this morning. You can check out the entire conversation at mullyandhanley.com. Multiple reports say there is mutual interest between Fox and the Bears, but still not a sure thing by any means. Terrell Austin, the Lions defensive coordinator, interviewed at Hallis Hall today. Jason LaConfora says he is headed to Atlanta tomorrow to talk with the Falcons, but is very much in the mix up in Lake Forest. Either way, if you're thinking contract for whoever the new Bears head coach would be, Jason Garrett on the verge of a new 5-year, $30 million deal to stay with the Cowboys. Meanwhile, Ryan Pace shaking up that front office already. Director of Pro Personnel Kevin Turks fired today. He had been with the Bears since 2001, the same title that Pace had when he was down in New Orleans with the Saints just last week. ESPN says 33 million people and change watched the national title game last night. That's the largest audience in cable history. Also, domestic violence charges against women's soccer icon Hope Solo dropped by Seattle authorities this afternoon. Unlike her NFL counterparts, she never faced any discipline from the U.S. women's national team while the case was going on. Are the grocery store lines making you feel older by the minute? Walgreens is just around the corner with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels. And with short lines, you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to The Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience on the sideline who's confirmed it. Tug, thank you.
Director of football content at chicagofootball.com.
We got to call this like it is. It's Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler's not a winning quarterback right now.
Hub Arkish.
This is probably too much information. Permission, but I always keep my phone in my back pocket. I just feel like my ass is buzzing permanently at this point. It's crazy.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 505 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. His ass is buzzing and now he's ours.
Hub Arkish joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. You can find him a lot of places at Hub Arkish on Twitter, at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com. And I guess we should stick with the lead here, Hub, and that is that unlike many, and apparently unlike the Bears themselves, you are not sold on John Fox as an ideal candidate. And we ask why.
Well, I'll go a step further. I think he's a bad candidate. And, guys, there's a couple reasons for it. But the thing that I keep hearing is, oh, you've got this young general manager, so you've got to have this older, wiser hand as a coach to guide him. If the Bears hired Ryan Pace as their general manager, thinking that it only works if he gets some older, experienced coach to guide him, then it's a bad hire. I mean, you brought this guy in thinking that he's the right guy for the job, and he should be hiring the best coach out there, not what you believe to be the best experienced coach out there. I look at John Fox. He was basically a 500 coach in Carolina, 73-71. He was coming off a 2-14 season, took no time off when the Broncos hired him, went out there, was 8-8. Then they bring in Peyton Manning and just break the bank with star after star. I don't know who couldn't have won the games he won in recent seasons, and there's coaches who probably would have won more playoff games. I heard you guys talking earlier before I got in the office. I heard Terry talking about Elway and how tough he probably is to work with, and I get that. But, guys, take a look back last year when Fox got sick, and it could have been a really, really dangerous situation. He misses four games, and Jack Del Rio steps in and goes 3-1, and they played some of their best football of the season. I'm hard-pressed to figure out why John Fox suddenly became the Bears' Vince Lombardi. He got fired. Whether it was easier to work for or not, he got fired because they were convinced that he couldn't take them where they needed to go. And I don't think he just ignore that and chalk it up to Elway being difficult.
We should point out that I'm not going to argue about any of this because Hub is the guy we were excited, out of our minds excited when they got Jay Cutler. Hub was the guy that day that talked common sense and said, no, don't be that excited about him. And he was absolutely right. So when you say John Fox, I'm listening. I guess, Hub, I don't know that much about the guys that are coming in to interview. You know what I mean? I you could say to yourself, well, that's a great guy. You probably know better than I of who, if John Fox is not great, is there anybody that they've talked to that you like, that you know through your people, is a hell of a coach just waiting to happen somewhere?
Yeah, Terry, let me be clear. John Fox isn't a bad football coach. I'm not saying this isn't a Mark Trestman hire. I'm not saying this will be a disaster if they do this, okay? I understand some of it, but to me, you've got this great fresh start, and everybody was so excited the last few days with Ryan Pace and wiping the slate clean. And now you're going to go in there and go with a guy who's been, kind of average, maybe a little better average with two other teams, fired both places, no time off. I have the same issue with this that I have with Rex Ryan. Actually, interestingly enough, you know, Fox in some respects failed in Carolina the same way Lovie Smith failed in Chicago. You know, he couldn't get the offense, he couldn't get the quarterback, got to a Super Bowl with Jake Delhomme. We tend to forget that Lovie got to a Super Bowl, you know. So as far as the other candidates, guys, everybody is in love with Dan Quinn, Todd Bowles. They're really sharp young candidates. Allegedly the Bears are in the mix for both. I'm now a little concerned about Adam Gase if he doesn't get the Broncos job. I mean, you know, this would make more sense to me if Elway was firing Fox and giving the job to either Gase or Del Rio. But I think it hurts their candidacies as well. I am not as wild about Terrell Austin as others are, but he's a good candidate. And the main thing I keep coming back to is if you have to go this route, if you've convinced yourself you want to go the experience route, why is John Fox better than Mike Shanahan? I mean, he's not. Shanahan has the better resume. Now, Fox may be a better guy, maybe easier to work with, maybe more current, I don't know. But I don't get it. I mean, Shanahan's 62, Fox is 61. Shanahan's got three rings, Fox has none. Shanahan's won 40 more games. That's why this whole thing it puzzles me a little bit. And by the way, we're all reacting to reports that guys like me are giving. All we really know so far is that the Bears have interest and they're going to interview him. It's quite possible that they're considering some of the same things I'm talking about.
Well, I was told the words that my source used were the Bears were all in for John Fox. So this is more than just an interview. This is a wooing process that's analogous to the Cubs and Joe Madden, where they've identified him as a top choice. I'm told that Ryan Pace did call Sean Payton and received a glowing recommendation, two thumbs up, full bore, yes, hire this guy. And that's probably been part of what their process has been.
Well, and you know, Dan, if this is Ryan Pace's call, and if he's, you know, listening to the people that he trusts and he believes in his heart of hearts that John Fox is the best guy for this job, I'm fine with it. You know, like I say, it's not like with Cutler, there were red flags everywhere. Okay, there's no red flags with John Fox. It's just I keep looking at the resume and looking at the fact that he was fired yesterday, and I can't get past that. I can't believe it's just because Elway is as crazy as he is. I know that. I read some comments from some of the Bronco players who, while they were disappointed, said that they weren't surprised, that they felt that the team wasn't really ready in the Super Bowl last year, and then that for the most part, a lot of the guys in that locker room were just too laid back all year this year. And if that's true, you know, that's a reflection on the coach. So it's just I've heard this wild optimism all over town today. So I shut up to pee on everybody's parade.
You're peeing
on my parade.
No, we rely on you for that kind of thing. You're just giving an honest opinion.
No, I like it. I mean, I think I deserve a swift kick in the nuts. I mean, I think that there's, you know, when you look at this, it just sounds right. You know, a guy who knows his way around can probably hire a good staff. It seems like he does that, Hub. Like, he can find guys, pretty good football coaches to surround himself with. I understand everything you said. I don't know enough. I know they're hot candidates. I know that people love Dan Quinn. I know that, but I don't know anything about him. At least John Fox, I can tangibly look at something and say, all right, here's his body of work. And you're right, it doesn't jump off the page at you. That's for sure. But I think with this team in particular, where it's at, a veteran coach's hand might be better as to where you're at now. I could be wrong about that. Could well be wrong. Maybe it's better for a young guy to come in and look at this.
Well, I mean, what do we think is going to happen here? Are they going to try and keep a bunch of these old guys around and win again next year? Or has the rebuilding begun? I think that's an important consideration, you know, because again, if you're going young, if you're acknowledging that there's just not enough talent here and you got to get good young talent at every position, I just as soon have a qualified young coach who might relate better with those guys. Now, if you're going to try and rebuild on the fly and you think you can win now, then maybe the experience is a very important factor. It's certainly a consideration, you know, that they should be looking at. The other thing, guys, is a very wise man once told me that one of the most important relationships, if not the most important relationship on a football team, is between the head coach and the general manager. Now, this is just a strange coincidence, but I'm actually 61 and my oldest son is 37, and the father-son part of it, we love each other. But in a business relationship, we just come from two totally different worlds, you know. And if we were in a business where he was my boss, we'd struggle to make that relationship
leadership work. And you know, here is John Fox with his 119 wins and on his third team and this and that. And there is no question about who the boss is. And so, you know, and as near as I can tell, these guys have never really even met. And so it's another thing that worries me a little bit about this, as opposed to if you do go with one of these hot young guns who obviously know some football. You know, I look at the Seahawks. One of the reasons it works so well is obviously the relationship between Pete Carroll and John Schneider. And, you know, you look at Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy working very well together. Belichick does it all by himself. John Harbaugh and Ozzie Newsome have this great relationship. What happened in Frisco? It all blew up.
I was just going to ask you that. How is it like that or unlike it?
Well, it as near as I can tell, it blew up because the two of them couldn't work together. Now, you know, they were close in age, so it's not an argument about an older guy and a younger guy. I can't think of, well, because Pace is going to be the youngest GM in the league, it's going to be hard to find a comparable situation. But it's one more thing that nags at me. I would rather, if he's going to go forward and build this thing the way it needs to be built, I think he might be more comfortable with a coach who's more contemporary, who he relates to a little bit better. But again, that's his call. And if he's all in on John Fox, then great.
It's interesting, you know, and I think it's because of your guy, Sean Payton. I mean, that's what I was, you know, my guy, I talked to him, or we exchanged emails last night, and he was telling me that, yeah, Sean Payton is the guy who's given Pace the, yeah, buddy, yeah, this is what you want to do. And you're right, though, he doesn't really know him, and I know you're a big fan of Sean Payton personally.
So I'm a big fan of him as a football coach.
Yeah, as a football coach. Yeah, as a person. Yeah.
No.
But I just you're right though. It is sort of risky in that sense that you don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about John Fox. I take it that from what we know over a period of time, a little bit that we know, because I've never really a close observer of Carolina. We've seen him a lot with Denver. That he is what he appears to be, right? I mean, is there a different John Fox that lurks below the surface of this? Is there a different guy than what we sort of think we know?
I mean, not to my knowledge. He's an excellent defensive football coach. His players loved him. There was genuine concern when he became ill and genuine joy when he made the great recovery. He does have a winning record. You know, he has a good playoff record. I think he's 8-5 in the playoffs or 8-6 in the playoffs, which any winning record in the playoffs is a good record. So, and he was a great defensive coordinator in New York, which is how he got his head coaching job. So, I'll tell you this, there's no way he would tolerate the silliness that went on in the locker room this year, and so you're certainly getting an upgrade there. I have no idea, you know, what his thoughts would be about Marshall, Cutler, etc. No, I don't think there is a split personality here. I think he's a good football coach. I just don't understand why everybody thinks he's such a perfect fit here.
There you have it. We're gonna do more with Hub, so don't go anywhere. Strong opinions, cutting to it. Boers and Bernstein with Hub and the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Don't impulse buy. You know, there's some rules that you should have in shopping. Never shop hungry, right? Never shop angry. And don't evaluate on a limited basis. It's hard enough to evaluate college football and how that projects to the NFL. We try and properly evaluate college quarterbacks who are successful, and then they fail at the next level. Well, why can't the opposite work for Marcus Mariota? Look, I'm not saying he's a locked-up cinch to be a first-team All-Pro quarterback, but in one night, running a system that he's been very successful with, without his top two wide receivers, and with a couple of drops early, people suddenly are making him into a long-term project. The fact is that with only two first-round grade quarterbacks out there, he'll be a top 10, probably a top 5 pick because of the vast amount of research that's been done for years, not because of the failures last night. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other unaffiliated companies. Available in most states.
When your fingers grace your nimble wireless keyboard, do you feel a connection? Do you consider your 8-gig memory laptop your office BFF? If so, you might be gear-centric. Someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tech gear you need. Right now, all PCs are on sale, like a 15-inch HP laptop for $249.99. Office Depot and Office Max. Gear up for great. Valid in-store only. Offer ends 1/17.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946. 844-1946.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Ark isn't that getting better than this?
We have everything with our guy Hub Arkish. He is peeing all over your parade.
It's all right.
And, you know, it's okay. You know what? Because when Hub does that, he's generally right. We've decided that during the break, Hub. You're almost always right about this stuff. And it's very possible that Pace has got to get talked into this, because I don't know how well he could possibly know John Fox to start with. I mean, I don't know
Yeah, Karen, I was thinking about during the break. I want to be real clear. I'm not saying it's a bad hire. I don't think it's the best hire. If I'm going to be all in on somebody, I'd like to be all in on the next great young coach and have him and Pace, you know, make this a contender for the next 10, 12 years, much like the way Ted Thompson and, you know, Mike McCarthy hooked up 9 years ago. So if Ryan Pace is comfortable that John Fox is a guy you can have this great relationship with, I think that's a huge key to it. And then we'll find out, you know, how he's going to relate to the players as he gets older and they continue to get younger. And, I do think he'll definitely improve the Bears' defense. He's a very good defensive football coach. That there's no question about.
Well, and his connections, too. That because he carries the weight he has, that you know that there will not be an issue filling out a more than solid staff, which can be a question if you hire somebody who's never done the job before and has never made those hires before.
It's a huge piece of it, Dan. You're absolutely right. It haunted Lovie Smith for 9 years. Trestman had to blow guys out after his first year. Guys who were really awful assistants. And I agree with you. I think that's something you feel very good about. That keeps leading me back to the other issue, though. Is why? I mean, maybe you guys tell me. Maybe you don't like him more than Shanahan. But I'm trying to figure out why this is so exciting. And I didn't sense any real groundswell for Shanahan when that conversation was going on.
Nobody has it. You know, man, there's something about it. Nobody has it. I mean, he was limited so fast. I not only here, but everywhere, seemingly. There must be something going around. I personally would never hire him. But that's just me, and you know I'm a football dope. We've talked long enough to know I'm a football dope. But I would never hire Mike Shanahan, and it looks to me, although you never know what's going to happen when one of these guys, they could wake up one morning and say, hey, wait a minute, bring Mike Shanahan back. That could certainly happen. But he doesn't seem to be, you know, involved in this process very much anywhere.
No, I mean, there's a couple of reporters who keep saying they still think he'll show up before it's over for an interview, not necessarily for the job. I think at this point, you know, they've had plenty of time to express that interest or not. I do know that Shanahan, he's a crustier kind of guy. I don't think you're going to get anywhere near the warm and fuzzy with Shanahan that you should be able to get out of Fox. And, the people who have worked with John Fox speak very highly of him. I knew him actually better when he was in Carolina than really since he got to Denver. And I guess the thing that keeps nagging at me the most is I don't really love the idea of starting with a guy who got fired yesterday. I mean, that really bothers me. I keep coming back to there's got to be reasons for that.
Fair enough. Yeah, I didn't realize until I read the SI piece on a different sort of related topic that John Elway was just completely out of his mind. I mean, I didn't realize that, Hub. I mean, I know that when you're in that position he once was as a player and the competitiveness and all the stuff, like Michael Jordan and guys like him that had that inside of him, I didn't know that he was still this wild about this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he is. It's he's known for it around the league. I was interested reading the piece and probably understood it even better afterwards as well. But, you know, I don't think that had anything to do with the issue of why did all these all pros in Denver kind of underperform this year. Even when you get to that game Sunday and Manning playing hurt, and obviously, you know, you can't bench him or it's hard to bench him, but how many passes did Demaryius Thomas drop? What happened to Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, who were unstoppable, you know, at points in the season, and then they get into this playoff game. There was questions as to whether Julius Thomas was, you know, really fighting to get back or protecting that ankle because of his contract year. The offensive line just got worse as the year went on, and there's three all pros on that offensive line. So, you know, these are all the things that make you wonder and nag at you. I mean, maybe John Fox is the guy who gets you close. Maybe he's here for 3, 4, 5 years. Maybe Pace puts his plan in place and they're close, and then maybe they do have to get somebody else. I suppose that's not the worst thing in the world either, as long as you continue the arrow pointing in the right direction.
See, I think the idea of him being fired in Denver, I needed a little more understanding of what that situation was, because I think there could be some out-of-town stupid here and not realizing that that was a lot more like San Francisco than anybody let on. They just did a better job of it not being quite so public about that damaged relationship. And I it's hard for me to hold the firing against him any more than I would say that Jim Harbaugh is damaged goods, because that didn't work either. Because these guys have huge egos. Sometimes the relationships just go bad and have to end. And we know that. I mean, look at a guy like Jeff Fisher, who they, as soon as he was done, everyone said, okay, well, he's done, but that's okay. And hell, Rex Ryan could succeed. There's something about football coaches' tenures ending that, like you say, it's not Mark Trestman. This isn't a guy just getting launched because he sucks and he's an idiot. So, you know, there's so to me, for whatever reason, this is a sport where a coach can just need a new place and a place can need a new coach. And sometimes when it looks like it should work, it just does.
Mm-hmm. It's true. As you're talking, Dan, I'm thinking another thing that I know keeps nagging at me about this is I just want this to be Ryan Pace's fire.
Right.
I don't want to find out that even though it's, you know, Ryan's got it, that now he's got Ted and George and Ernie all over him because they love this idea.
Right.
So,
correct.
And that's all the stuff that we're going to have to watch carefully and see. And by the way, you know, we're all hearing the same things, but we have to point out that what we're hearing is, as enthused as they are, this decision hasn't been made yet. I mean, he hasn't interviewed yet. The two guys haven't sat in the same room. So, you know, while there are, you know, two and two probably, you know, could end up equaling four here, there's work to be done on this one.
You know, Hub, as we let you go, I could just say this. We talked about this briefly before. I didn't know if we're on the air, but we do all this football talk and all this breaking down and looking at it for this point, you know, from the start of the season until now and all the stuff that happens. And then you get to the final four. It's Brady, Rodgers, Andrew Luck, and Russell Wilson. I mean, it's not exactly like you go, oh boy, there. Well, wait a minute. So, and you know, Andrew Luck, I don't know if he's going to be a fixture in the last four teams, but it strikes me that he very well could be. I mean, at this point, as I look at the AFC, but you know, some of this stuff, it's not exactly a secret, is it? I mean, it's not like, oh, how did this happen? Well, I think we kind of know.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with the quarterback. We talked to Ryan Pace about that at length on Friday, and he acknowledged it. He talked about, you know, how hard it is to find one, and part of his theory is that you got to keep swinging at it. You know, you got to keep looking for guys, keep bringing guys in, and you know, you hope you're not bad enough to have the number one overall pick of the draft. But
yeah.
if Andrew Luck is out there, then it's not the worst thing in the world. And you know, you're right. And I will tell you this: there's very few things that I'm sure about, but I'm pretty sure about this. Barring injury, yes, Andrew Luck is going to be there for the next 8, 9, 10 years because he is of that ilk, of that mold, much like Brady and Manning and Breeze and Rodgers.
Yep. Yep.
All right, Hub, tomorrow you will belong to
the
Boers and Bernstein caller. We wish you luck and Godspeed.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
You too, Hub.
Scoreboard update.
Just past 5:30, and from the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home this Friday night against Lake Erie and Saturday night against division rival Rockford. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. They're going after them. The Bears are all about John Fox today. Multiple reports all around saying that the former Panthers and Broncos coach will be interviewing with the Bears in the near future. Mutual interest, but not a slam dunk by any means. In the meantime, Terrell Austin, the Lions defensive coordinator, interviewed today up at Hallis Hall. Jason LaConfora says he's heading down to Atlanta now to interview with the Falcons, but is very much in the mix up in Lake Forest. Ryan Pace is shaking up the front office already. One guy fired. He's the director of pro personnel. Kevin Turks is out after being with the Bears since 2001. That's the same title that Pace had when he was down in New Orleans just last week with the Saints. Cardinals defensive coordinator Todd Bowles will get a second interview with the Jets. The Bears would like a second one with him as well. Broncos defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio interviewing with the Raiders today. Jim Schwartz tells the Bills he's not coming back, so he's available now as well. Mark Trestman's going to interview for the offensive coordinator position with the Cleveland Browns. And Jason Garrett isn't going anywhere. Ian Rappaport says the deal is done. 5 years. $30 million extension. The Bulls practice today, and Joakim Noah and company are trying to figure it out.
I'm not sure. I just know our defense isn't very good right now. We just got gotta keep working at it. And you know, we saw the film. The energy wasn't very good the last couple games. And you know, we're playing against some tough teams, so we just gotta come with the right mindset and come out with some W's.
And they lost at home to the Magic last night. They got smoked by the Wizards on Friday in D.C. Washington comes here tomorrow to face the Bulls at the United Center. Kevin Garnett, a one-game suspension for that headbutt on Dwight Howard last night. LeBron, a game-time decision tonight for the Cavs against Phoenix. Hasn't played since December 28th. And 33.5 million viewers tuning into ESPN's coverage of the national championship game that is the most-watched cable show in history. Playoff football coverage on the scores brought to you by Rockin' Refuel, available in the Dairy Case at Jewel Osco. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
We got a texter here saying, well, wait a second, Bernstein, why aren't you yelling at Hub for suggesting that this hire might not be completely Pace's? Well, ultimately, it is Pace's call. I think what Hub is asking is how heavily Ernie Accorsi and others will provide recommendations. But ultimately, if Pace wants him, he'll hire him. If he doesn't want him, he won't hire him. But as he gets to that point, we know he talked to Sean Payton.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Sean Payton's at play in this as well, Sean a guy Payton, he respects.
But the question is how he gets to deciding whether or not he wants him.
Yeah.
And Pace has already said that he's going to ask for counsel before he makes his decision. But the point is, if ultimately he decides, no matter what Sean Payton says, no matter what Ernie Accorsi says or anybody else involved in the discussion, he doesn't have to hire somebody he doesn't want to hire.
Correct.
But Hub is not, he's not saying that someone's going to tell him who to hire. He just saying that there could be some very strong input that is going to be something more significant for him to weigh. But ultimately, it's his call. Of course it is. He would have taken the job were it not if he didn't have that kind of power. He said that.
Well, and I think, you know, you're only doing your due diligence if you want to talk to Sean Payton, the bottom, or whoever. You're only doing your job.
It's part of the job.
Part of the job.
You're listening to what other people say. That's why you hired Ernie,
yep,
of course.
Listen.
Caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Qualifies for the Night Before Flyaway giveaway. One lucky winner will win a trip for two to Phoenix for the Night Before Flyaway concert presented by Verizon featuring Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, and Florida Georgia Line performing live Saturday, January 31st, 2015 at U.S. Airways Center. And then you're off to the Super Bowl. You go to the Super Bowl! Thanks to Bud Light. Verizon is the official wireless service provider of Super Bowl 49, brought to you locally by Art Van Furniture. And 670, The Score. Yeah, that was our old friend, Godzuki. Tampa Bay going to the Super Bowl! He would just call and say that.
I know.
He was right.
He's right.
That's why he kept calling. It was like Cleveland Mike, except with a bigger head.
But yeah, look, you want your young guy to absorb as much as he can. If somebody has an opinion, he's not going to Ted Phillips and asking him what he thinks or George McCaskey. He's talking to football people. Does that mean that when he ultimately sits down with John Fox, he expects to be wowed or he expects to be, oh my God, of course I'm going to hire him? No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that at all.
Yeah, the problem is, though, see, what we talked about at the start of the show, there's a perception issue now. The pressure is on.
It is on.
The Bears are going after him. Mm-hmm. If the Bears fail to land John Fox, regardless of the opinion of what you think of it, the truth is the Bears are pursuing him. The Bears want him to take the job.
Yes.
They want him to coach the Bears.
Yeah, not coming for a visit. They want him to take the job.
If they have somebody else standing there as the next head coach of the Bears, I don't want to hear Ryan Pace say this was their first choice, because he's not.
No. No, it got out too quick. I mean, your guy knew it. My guy knew it. And he doesn't even pay. Oftentimes he doesn't even pay attention unless I ask him to, because he can call somebody. But I mean, it's not, you know, look, I want the kid too. I want him to do this. I want him to think about it. I want him to absorb every piece of information he's got. And if he comes in and John Fox completes the circle, and he's just great, and everything you think about him already is true, then go ahead and hire him. You could offer. My gut feeling will be that he will listen to everybody, John Fox. I think others will call. Don't you?
He would be smart to do so. I'm sure his agent is fielding those calls right now.
Sure that Atlanta does not have a coach. Listen. I'd make that trip and listen. Niners don't have a coach, do they? I'd listen. I take a little bit, say, Say it again.
Now, that's a place where you do have an owner who's busy and poking his fingers around everywhere.
Jed York.
That's a situation where what you think you have with the Bears and don't, you actually have there.
You do.
And it, Atlanta. He's pokey. And Arthur Blank's always around. Arthur Blank likes talking football.
I know.
He likes dropping in and talking football. He likes standing on the sidelines wearing coaching shorts.
And he
likes
sells you lumber. I don't think there's a, you know, there might not be the exact right answer to this thing. All I want him to do, if he's talked to people, and Sean Payton, he really believes in Sean Payton. That's sort of, it seems to me, sort of his football guru. And if Sean Payton is sold on this, and Ernie, of course, he unquestionably is sold on this, and they tell him, hey, Ryan, this is your guy. This is it. And he said, yeah, you know, I think it is. But I still want him to come in there and sit down and have a conversation. And if you've got anything you want to ask him, ask him. But I don't, my gut feeling that the Bears will probably be in a position that day to offer him the job. But if I'm John Fox, I'm going to take a look around.
Of course you are.
Where does that leave you then?
Of course you are.
If they offer you the job and they say, let me look around, what do you do then? How do you respond to that?
Well, you can put a timetable on it. You can say that this offer will expire.
Yeah, we're good. We're about to be it.
I mean, you can do that. You can Wednesday do that without doing it in bad faith. You can simply say that this is a time sensitive offer.
Yeah.
Because we need a reasonable opportunity to move on if you're not going to take the job. So you can field a couple calls, but we are not going to be dragged out.
No. No. You can set a deadline. And again, I just look. And it's not because Ted Phillips has come down the hallway that I got a feeling. Well, then have a doctor look at it. It's not. That's not what's going to happen. And there's nothing wrong, again, with a young guy absorbing every piece of information he can get about these guys. Nothing wrong with that.
Or an old guy. The young has nothing to do with it. He's the general manager of the Bears trying to make the most informed hire he can.
But, you know, he's still in territory that is going to be very difficult. This is not an easy job here. It's not because of interference. It's just not an easy job.
No, I think this makes it a little easier, though. I think a candidate think like that this that appearing guy, right here makes it that you can make a credible hire and not be second guessed. No except doubt. By Hub. Boars and Bernstein. Well, you have the score. Well.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Thinning, receding hair, do something about it right now. With Dr. Ken Stein, his patented Artist robotic technology will give you a permanent fuller head of hair without scars or sutures. Call 312-806-2203. Do it now. You're back at work the next day. Enjoy your own natural head of hair. Call 312-806-2203. Get $500 off. 312-806-2203 or find us on the web at hairrestorationspecialists.com.
For DraftKings.com. You know, it really doesn't get any better than Championship Sunday. It's probably my favorite sports day of the year. There's only one thing that can make Sunday even better, and that's winning some fast cash playing daily fantasy football at DraftKings.com. Everyone has been talking about daily fantasy football this year. Maybe you already won your season-long league, you're enjoying your winnings, and you want more. Your season may be over, but it doesn't have to be because there's still plenty of excitement every week at DraftKings.com because DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site where you can win enormous cash prizes every time you play. The big paydays on DraftKings have become commonplace this year. This guy, Dave from Boston, well, he won $1 million in just one day playing fantasy football at DraftKings. Then there's Matt from Florida, Ray from New Jersey. They can both call themselves millionaires thanks to DraftKings.com. In fact, DraftKings has crowned a new millionaire nearly every week this season. And it's not just football. DraftKings has some great money-making contests in other sports, too, like hockey, college, and pro hoops. I just told you about the big winners on DraftKings.com, and now it's your turn to win huge cash. Maybe you're new to fantasy sports altogether. Maybe you're a casual football fan, or you really never had the time for a season-long league. But maybe all this talk about daily fantasy sports has sparked your interest a bit. Well, now is the perfect time to see why so many people are playing daily fantasy sports. With only two games on Sunday, it's a great time to get involved. The contest lobby is now open, but you got to hurry, so sign up now. All you got to do is head to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Chicago now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com.
When your fingers grace your nimble wireless keyboard, do you feel a connection?
Do you consider your 8-gig memory laptop your office BFF? If so, you might be gear-centric. Someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tech gear you need. Right now, all PCs are on sale, like a 15-inch HP laptop for $249.99. Office Depot and Office Max. Gear up for great. Valid in-store only. Offer ends 1/17.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He read one book. He's read one book in his entire life, and it's Bo Knows Bo.
Today, meet Sylvia.
Hello there.
She got wiped out by the economic downfall in 08 and almost lost her home. Sylvia paid off debt, rebuilt her credit, and called David to refinance her 11%. That's right, 11% interest-only mortgage. David's helping Sylvia refinance into a 15-year fixed loan, lower her payment $284 a month, and pay off her home before she retires. David's helping Sylvia because Sylvia called for help. David will try to help you, but you have to call him. If your rate is greater than 4.5%, listen up. Interest rates have dropped substantially. You can possibly substantially lower your interest rate and mortgage payment. The consultation's free. That's right, it is free. David can't help you if you don't call him. So do so. 312-896-2111. What are you waiting for? Call David now. 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Tune in to David's new radio show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until noon and a.m. 890 starting this Saturday. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
State Farm.
Hey, I have car insurance, but I want to protect the rest of the stuff in my apartment. Some of my action figures were ruined recently.
We can add a renter's policy. For the cost of one action figure, we can protect your entire army of action figures against fire, theft, burst pipes.
Great! It's hard untangling wet alien hair.
Add renter's insurance to your auto policy for as low as $4 a month. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm. Estimated additional monthly cost of $20,000 in renter's insurance with purchase of qualifying State Farm car insurance.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
Music. Make more happen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 547 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
Todd Powell.
I don't think that's it.
Sorry.
That's better. Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing really well. How about you guys?
Oh, I don't know. I always, you know, there's always regrets.
What's wrong, Terry?
I just think we could be stupid.
And again, too few to mention.
Yeah, I think we could be stupid. Maybe we're dumb about John Fox. I don't
could
know.
Could be out
to
of town stupid.
Yeah, we could be.
I heard Hub, and I've heard some of the same things that Hub has heard about John Fox. I disagree with him on one thing in the Lovie Smith comparison, and we'll go into this in a little bit more depth after 6 o'clock. The one thing that I know that John Fox can do that I always had questions about with Lovie Smith is hire assistants.
Critical.
That to me is a key difference between the two guys. One, he's willing to hire guys. Look at the guys he's hired offensively or the guys he's kept that he inherited because Adam Gase was a Josh McDaniels hire.
Yeah, Manley had the list today going back years.
Pretty good list. He had Henning in Carolina. he's had to, and not afraid to bring in guys that can challenge him from a respect and power place too, like Jack Del Rio, for example. You think Lovie Smith is putting a Jack Del Rio on his staff?
No,
probably not.
No.
So that's something that Rivera is in. Especially when people were talking about, I was there. I asked the question that got the quote that I feel like got Ron fired when I asked him after the Super Bowl if he was ready for a head coaching job. And he's like, yeah, it's my time. And I was like, oh, no, I can't believe he said it, but it's awesome. And yep. Then, oh, it's your time, huh? Well, go on out there and see what you can get, big fella. And then he ended up with that bad job in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I felt responsible for that.
Yeah, but partly. I'm sure the process is going, as I understand it's going, it's exactly what the Bears said. It is Pace's hire, but from top to bottom in the organization, there is widespread agreement from Acorsi and any others who would even be consulted that Fox is the guy, that they are lined up to do this.
Dan Weederer just tweeted out a little while ago, and it's weird to even say this, but there's still 6 head coaching jobs available.
It's amazing.
One more than was available on Black Monday.
Atlanta, San Francisco.
The Jets.
The Jets, the Broncos, the Bears.
And there's one more, right? No, wait, the Buffalo job got filled. Is there one more? I feel like there's one more. Oakland.
That's it.
Oh, God. Death.
Well, then maybe Dr. Death should go there.
No, although, he's interviewing for the Cleveland Browns.
I'll say this. That's a great hire.
And he'll say Johnny Manziel that we have to be tolerant and accepting of him coming to meetings drunk.
He's not compliant.
Or
not coming to meetings. We have to be tolerant and accepting of him not coming to meetings.
Too busy.
That's just how he handles it.
Doing inside the NFL. I'll say one thing for Oakland, Lawrence, and more so than any of these jobs. They've got a quarterback. I mean, these other teams, you can question what you have left, including Peyton Manning, because I don't think that's back. So, I mean, you look at these jobs, and they have something in common, as do most losing teams. But I think, from what I saw, and I'm not a football scout. I'm just too dumb to be a football scout. But to me, Derek Carr.
I like Derek Carr, and I actually get a chance to, with the morning gig, work with his brother a little bit. I like the way that he progressed. A lot of guys crumble under the pressure of that awful, awful franchise.
Yes, that's correct.
And so far,
he has not
done that. Atlanta, and Herbie and I got into this discussion last night. We were having this debate. I think Atlanta has the quarterback, too. Herbie disagrees.
I do, too. I like him. I know people think it's soft numbers.
He's not the dudes that Terry was talking about. He's not the guys that we're going to see on Sunday.
You can win a Super Bowl with him quarterbacking.
Exactly. You can, and maybe a little bit because of, just a little bit.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, he was fine. I mean, he has his days that are bad like everybody else. That's a better position than most, though. If you've got Matt Ryan waiting for you, that's why I can't believe that Rex Ryan, first of all, he goes to another team where he's got to play Bill Belichick twice a year. What for? You think he's going to kick your ass?
He's got a real defense, though, but they don't have the quarterback, although some people try to convince you that E.J. Manuel is that guy. But if you had to go and get Kyle Orton out of exile to come quarterback your team, and then you hear how he pulled the Houdini, right, at the end of the season? And they were going to talk to him, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to go out to my car.
Really?
And he's ghost.
Taillights.
Gotten his hybrid and motored away.
God bless him.
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't talk to us either.
Yeah.
If I knew that it was completely over and I was walking away from the game, I wouldn't talk to the Buffalo media after a 9-7 season. They're out of here.
Some quick thank yous, people.
See, Dan?
Lawrence.
Told you.
Okay, yeah, thanks to Pete Futek and Hub Arkish for joining us today.
We thank our crack productions to have the best of the damn business, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Whether it be player, coach, GM, you're always going to have, bumpy patches.
I got bumpy patches.
Razor bumps.
You want to stay away from those if you can.
Oh, boy. Right on my ass. I've got a bumpy patch. It could be from champagne.
Did you guys hear him thank himself?
Yes, he thanked himself. he blew out an entire building of coaches just because he woke up mad.
He sure did.
The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Mikhail Progeroff is hiring a firm to help him sell the Brooklyn Nets.
I don't know how a firm is going to sell a
really well.
He's not well.
You must listen to Horse, who sells steam.
He can get there pretty quick, though.
Do not negotiate with me. Horse handles everything. Talk to Affirmed. Affirmed sells steam. I have hired the firm to sell team. Elliot are not available.
Now, see, that's a forward-looking hire. Our interns today, Tommy Guns and the great Tony Fish. And we also love Joe Dredge. Thank you for listening, calling, emailing. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young, the fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
The Bears now focus all their efforts on hiring a new head coach. Keep it here as our team of Bears experts continues to analyze a full list of potential candidates. And remember, as soon as news breaks, we'll have all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
The 57th Annual Grammy Awards February. Trip airfare to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstake.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
The CBS Chicago Weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago Newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago Weather app at either the iTunes Store or Google Play. We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Sports. Want to win a spot in the World Series of Poker's main event at Las Vegas? You want to help kids with cancer and leukemia? Then register now for the 2015 Charity Poker Championship, benefiting the One Step programs of Children's Oncology Services, presented by Robert W. Baird. It's Thursday, February 19th at the Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior in Chicago, and sponsored by Coyote Logistics and Townstone Financial. We'll have just 240 spots competing for the $10,000 WSOP seat and $5,000 more in final table prizes. Special prizes for knocking out one of our celebrity bounties, too. Full buffet and premium open bar are included for our annual party that helps make sure kids with cancer can experience the simple joys of childhood. It's a great night for a great cause. Don't miss out. Sign up now. Go to onestepcamp.org or borzenbernstein.com. That's onestepcamp.org or borzenbernstein.com. Get your seat today.
Who will the Bears choose as their next head coach? The Score is your source for the most comprehensive analysis of potential candidates. Plus, when news breaks, we'll have all the details. Broadcasting live from the Hungary.